Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I'm your host, Rick Hopkins, and today we bring you our lovely crew of Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello.
Hey.
Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
And Hal and Rainer James.
Hey, hey Rick.
Those are our regulars, and you should know them pretty well by now. If you're a frequent listener to the show, you know that we have a group here that has a wealth of knowledge and is able to recall, especially Diane over there. She can recall all the way back to 1700s.
When I was
and she's
a,
the youngest one in the bunch.
When I was just a young girl.
No, she's quite achieved in her studies of history, and we look to her for a lot of input on historical, constitutional initiatives and things like that. So let's get our show rolling. What I'd like to do today is something a little bit different. I'm going to ask you all a question. Do you believe that we are seeing a shift, a change? I like to call it a change back in our nation. Bob?
I think that many more people are becoming aware of the progress that we've made in the last essentially 18 months. Whether it's economic progress or throwing away a whole bunch of unnecessary regulations that stifled business or changing specific tax laws that brought funds back into the United States so that they could be circulated again rather than held offshore. I think people are seeing it, whether they want to give credit where credit is due. That's a whole different story.
All right.
But I think people have seen a change. We've seen whether it's minority support for President Trump has grown considerably.
Well, I'm not so much interested in giving accolades to whoever's responsible as I am in, is the country waking up? One term that's being used a lot is Great Awakening. Mary, do you think they're waking up and changing their views on things?
I think that the alternative media, and I'm not just talking about the internet, I'm talking about people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, et cetera, have made a difference. And the monopoly that the three major broadcasting networks had before cable is no longer a monopoly. But I think we're at the beginning of the battle. I don't think we're at the end of the battle.
Right.
And I think we're going to meet. There's a battle between real news and fake news. And it's going to continue. It's not going to go away.
Well, I think you're right. And I think another thing you need to throw into that mix is social media.
Yes.
Because social media, a lot of people are being woke or red-pilled or learning from social media. Twitter, Reddit, Facebook, there all these different.
However, the one of the things that I believe we're up against that I think is a serious problem is the lack of knowledge of history in many Americans. And unless they learn their foundation, unless they understand what the Constitution says and what it doesn't, we are in trouble. In other words, for instance, free health care for everyone.
Right.
There's no way that's in the Constitution.
Well, that's because they don't know the history of socialism and how many times it's failed and that it has never succeeded anywhere. You're right. The lack of knowledge of history, and that's one thing I'm excited about, is because I think all this dialogue and discussion going on in social media and, you know, the conservative right talk show hosts that you mentioned earlier, they are piquing the interest of people like never before. And that's causing them to start to dig in and learn a little bit more. And we're hoping that we're piquing the interest of our listeners with some of the things we're doing, like the course we're getting ready to start on the Miracle of America.
It's interesting to me. Some of the hosts on conservative news shows, for instance, Laura Ingraham, and there are many others, have legal backgrounds.
Right.
And I find that fascinating because evidently the knowledge they gained of the Constitution has helped form their views and their viewpoint. And when you listen to them, they have that frame of reference that a lot of the liberal media doesn't have.
Right. They have an extensive knowledge of the Constitution.
Yes.
And it's remarkable. Diane, speaking of extensive knowledge of the Constitution, what's your opinion on the mood of the nation right now?
I would love to answer that. First, I want to address something Mary just said, talking about the misinformation and lack of history. And I had this picture from a history book, and I believe it's either an eighth grade history book or maybe early high school. And they're talking about an overview of the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights. Here's what it teaches our school-age children about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, the people have the right to keep and bear arms when in a state militia.
Yeah, that's amazing. I saw that too. Yeah.
So, you know, we do. There's an uphill battle to teach our children actual history, what our founding documents mean. And if we don't get this right, we can lose all this stuff.
You're absolutely right.
So these courses are amazing, and they help a lot. As far as the mood of the nation, the ideological battle that's going on, I think that was created by the Democrats or the liberals themselves. I think they're the ones that are shifting the mood back from the Democratic Party to the conservatives. They've pushed too hard. And I think certain liberal progressive elements, they're extreme, and they unfortunately are in charge, or fortunately for our conservative side, they are in charge. They've hijacked the Democratic Party for their own agenda. They've pushed too hard. They're too extreme. And Americans are looking at them and saying, this can't be the next generation of Americans. We can't be so vile and disgusting and hateful. And they don't want that pushed forward. They want to reject that. And if that's what it means to be a Democrat, we don't want any part of that.
Yeah.
So I think that's why we're seeing the shift, is because they've taken the ugliest possible version of an American, and that's what they've become. So we're seeing the walk away movement, which is a result of this extremism. And they're saying, you know, they're ugly. They're horrible. They're anti-American in their values. They're shutting down speech. But we have our one issues, like the LGBT.
alphabet soup.
Okay, that community. They're traditionally Democrats because of their one issue, and they don't believe conservatives are ready to have all their full rights as, you know, as a homosexual community. So they're Democrats. But take that issue away, and they agree mostly with conservatives. They love the country. You know, they believe that certain conservative values are best for our country.
And they want their Second Amendment
rights. So, and they stand for free speech. You know, I'll tell you my side, and I'm willing to hear your side. But so they're walking away because they said, you know, we can't let politics be defined by a single issue, especially when there's so much baggage that comes with it. So I think I'm glad they've gone full retard, and you know. And I don't mean that term derogatory, because actually I think we're going back to retard, meaning just, you know, extreme and just stupid.
Doesn't matter. Somebody's going to be offended anyway. Right. So.
But, yeah, so I think if you're looking at the tide of the country, the movement, the shift, the walk-away movement says it best, is the epitome
right.
of that. So
I agree with that. I agree. Somebody earlier was talking about Kumho. Said America never was great. Who was that? Mary?
That was me.
Yeah.
Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, Andrew Cuomo.
In a bill signing ceremony in New York, was talking about America was never great. And he said, we're not going to make America great again. It was never that great. We have not reached greatness. We will reach greatness whenever every American is fully engaged. And he went on to talk about women not being engaged and whatever. And my answer to him, because this, if you'll pardon the shameless plug, this is up at Right Wing Granny. Andrew Cuomo is the son of Mario Cuomo. Mario Cuomo's parents owned a store in Queens, New York. They were Italian immigrants. Mario Cuomo went to school. He got his law degree from St. John's University, and he became the governor of New York. This is the son of immigrants who became the governor of one of the biggest states in the Union. Now, whether you agree with his politics or not, that's not my point.
Right.
What other country could a first-generation person in that country from a middle-class background at best become governor of a state?
Right. But the speaker now, the son of Mario Cuomo, doesn't know what it took for Mario to get ahead. He's living off of somebody else's laurels.
Well, I think that's a perfect example of pushing too far and waking up a lot of Americans. That's it. I've had it. That's enough.
That's offensive, right? Yeah. That's offensive to hear that.
Yeah.
And it's kind of a shame that Andrew does not appreciate the sacrifices his grandparents made so his father could become governor of New York.
Well,
I'm sure that education was not cheap.
I congratulate him because he just pushed a lot of conservatives to the polls.
Yeah, let them keep talking. Michelle Obama did the same thing. Remember, she said,
yeah,
I'm finally proud of my country.
Yeah.
Said the same thing.
So that's one reason we're seeing this shift and change, I think. Well, let's take a real quick break to hear from our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and get Rainer and Hal's response.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine Alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government. to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, the question that I posed to our panel here today was, are you seeing a shift, a change in our country? Diane labeled it change in ideology, I believe. And, I like to call it change back because the previous administration promised hope and change. And, yeah, they made a lot of change. And now I think a lot of people are pushing to change back because they saw that those policies did not work and they caused more damage than they did good. Rainer, your opinion on it?
Well, it's interesting that you should say that because that's along the lines of what I was thinking. All the things that have been mentioned so far had their influence, including the ugliness of the left. But the contrast is there, too. The current administration has exhibited much to be admired, from the things that Bob was talking about early on to do with more prosperous times and less regulation and so on, to our standing in the world. Foreign policy has gotten sane again. We are taken at our word once again. We are not paper tigers anymore. I think we will do well with Iran because the president was firm with the European Union. He was firm about NAFTA. All he doesn't back down. He doesn't soften. He goes for what is good for America. So there is a contrast between the ugliness of the left and standing tall and firm, which is a very American trait. And the contrast between the two is something that can be and is being observed. Mm-hmm.
Let me interrupt real quick. Sure. I think a lot of the things you're talking about, as they're being revealed, many of the people on the left find out they really belong on the right.
Yeah.
Because their eyes are being opened to, they've been lied to, they've been deceived, they've been taken advantage of.
The walk-away movement that Diane was talking about, I think it is exactly what you're describing
right
now.
Right. They referred to the conservatives, the supporters of the current administration as
deplorables.
But what they didn't hear, which was out there for a long time, what their own party referred to them as was useful idiots.
Yeah.
They
yeah
openly admitted that, they could take advantage of these people.
Yes. They were sincere but idiotic, not deep thinkers.
I'm sorry I interrupted you, Rainer, you were right on track with what you were saying.
And Mary was mentioning Cuomo and junior grade and not appreciating what had gone before. Again, contrast that with the Trump family. Not perfect, nobody is. But the children are as hardworking as the father is. They have not disintegrated into whiny, weak puppies who feel like they're owed something.
Mm-hmm.
That, to me, is an attractive thing. I think everybody wants to rear their children to be strong, functioning adults.
Right.
And that's what's happened in that family.
All right. Well, that's good analysis. Hal, I know you're eager to tell us your opinion from the change we're seeing in the past administration and now hopefully the change back to, trying to take America back and get it on the right track again. What do you think is, what caused us to veer and what's going to take us back?
Well, I've been sitting here listening to what everybody else had to say about it and I agree with everything that's been said so far. But I'm trying to think about how to express it. And the way I see it is If we're having an awakening, a stirring, that's like a sleeping giant finally getting awake. And we realize that on all levels, government, education, at different levels that you can name, there is an establishment that have gotten themselves very comfortable with being elitist. They're right out there where they're getting all the benefits, making lots of money or whatever it might be. And then other people who are starting to realize that they're up there for their own power. They're not there to honor our Constitution, our history, and things like that. I could just think of so many examples. The struggle that's going on right now between the Department of Public Instruction and the state legislature and that sort of thing. You can look at it at the national level. You got the Freedom Caucus. You got people like Jim Jordan and Mark Meadows and people like that that are pushing back against this elitist right and establishment people. So to me, that's where the real battle is.
Right. Well, I want to tag on to what Mary said over here about the lack of knowledge of history into what you're talking about, the establishment and all the, like the SES.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lack of knowledge among the American voters of exactly how government is formed now. Yeah. It's, you know, they've grown into this monstrous swamp, let's use that terminology if you want to. And the SES, these are unelected people
mm-hmm.
that are at the highest echelons of government.
Senior executive service, you're talking about?
Senior executive service,
yes.
Right.
Yeah, I've worked with them a little bit.
Right. And they have been corrupted, molded, mm-hmm. You know, and what caused some of that? I saw an interesting thing today I want to refer to. And, Bob, I see you over there. I'll get right to you. a lot of problems we're having within the swamp and the SES, the different agencies up there, FBI and CIA and all of those. What was the cause of some of that? And one of the things here, let's look at Obama.
Oh,
do we
have to?
Do
we have to?
What is his background? Muslim by faith. Valerie Jarrett's background? Muslim by faith. Now, here's one that's going to surprise a lot of people. John Brennan's background.
Muslim
Get by
out.
Faith.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No.
And you look at the Muslim Brotherhood infiltrated.
Yeah, they were his advisors.
All those agencies up
even
there.
Even in Homeland Security.
Right.
Which is outrageous.
Right. Now, a lot of people heard today about John Brennan's security clearance being revoked. Amen.
Hear, hear.
Mm-hmm. Amen. And there's a lot more of them to come. And when the American people find out some of the egregious things that these people have done to harm our country, they'll be on board with it. Right now, they're listening to mainstream media, and they really don't know what they're
You know, to add to that, Keith Ellison, who is the deputy chair of the Democrat Party right now, he is walking a very, very fine line because I guess there's accusations of him, something he's done in the past. But he just won the nomination for Attorney General of the state, Minnesota, his state, Minnesota. The concern that I heard about someone in the Attorney General position is they get to choose which laws to enforce. Nobody else gets to choose who to go after.
Right.
And so Keith is another member of the Muslim faith. And again, which law will you choose to enforce? Which laws will you choose to totally ignore?
Right. Now, I want to straighten it out because I know there might be some people out there that aren't big fans of us that are saying they're just racist. Well, first of all, Muslim is not a race.
No.
Okay, let's straighten that out, okay? And it's not racist. It's a culture. Different cultures around the world don't match up. Our culture is different than anywhere else you go in all these third world countries. They look at things different. They handle things different. Their laws are different.
And Rick, Muslims, Islam, is much more than just a religion. It is also a set of laws, and they are not compatible with the U.S. Constitution.
It's also a political ideology.
Yes.
I mean, you know, so don't call us or label us as being racist or anything like that. We're talking about America versus the rest of the world. And the cultures out there are different. And that's why we're seeing a lot of these problems. When you put these cultures within our government and they try to govern according to their culture, that's why we see all these changes.
Well, you're talking about respecting our founding documents or overriding them.
Yeah. They don't believe in our Constitution. Diane?
Well, I want to remind our viewers or listeners is, our duty as a country, our sovereign duty is not to diversity, is to further diversity. Our sovereign duty is to protect ourselves. And our sovereign duty is to determine who can come in, who is compatible with our values, who will be able to best perpetuate our values into future generations.
Right. And we are a diverse country.
Yeah.
We are one of the more diverse countries in the world. But it was diversity by assimilation.
Right.
It wasn't diversity by change it to fit my way.
Right.
I just want to go back to something that you said in pointing out that John Brennan and Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett were Muslims. The problem of Muslims in our government goes back to George W. Bush and probably back before that when, what's the man's name? Hang on. Abdul Rahman Alamodi was put in charge of the U.S. Department of Defense Muslim Chaplain Program and was very involved in bringing Islamic chaplains into the military. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. People in the military should have a chaplain that is compatible with their religion. But I would like to point out that he was also the founder of the Islamic Society of Boston, and he served as the first president of the Cambridge, Massachusetts Mosque, where the Boston Marathon bombers attended.
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. This guy is questionable at best. But, I mean, we need, our government and all Americans need to be aware of who we're dealing with. Are we dealing with people who are willing to assimilate, or are we dealing with people who want to change who we are?
Well, I think this all ties into the whole thing I started to show out with. The change and the change back. America, Americans, proud Americans who believe in our Constitution, in our way of life, in our culture, and want it to remain great like it once was and be great again.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about.
Amen.
That's what it's all about. Not have anything to do with race or all the labels that we get hit with all the time. It has to do with our own culture and our heritage. Diane.
We're talking about Obama and the differences between administrations. We had 9/11. We had 3,000 innocent Americans slaughtered by an ideology, by a tactic, terrorism. And so our Homeland Security, they formed it, and the directive was to kind of target terrorists, internal, abroad, all that kind of stuff. Now, President Obama went to Pennsylvania while he was campaigning. And remember he said something about, there are certain people who cling to their religion and their guns.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's notable. It turns out that he was inaugurated in January. In April, he had his Homeland Security Secretary, Napolitano, come up with a new directive for Homeland Security. So who was the real threat? He wanted, this vision. So who was the real threat to American security? Well, it should have been Islamic radicals, right? Because we're still in kind of a post-terrorist world, a post-9/11 world. No, the groups that he had Homeland Security target were those Americans who cling to their Bibles, cling to their guns.
Right.
Targeted the same Americans you were just talking about. The Tea Party. Those who believe in the Second Amendment. He said those people, the Tea Party, they have the greatest ability to radicalize because of their firmly held beliefs. Well, what are those firmly held beliefs? American values.
Right.
So he was targeting Americans. And while infiltrating with Muslim Brotherhood, he was using the highest law enforcement to target good old Americans. And that directive went to every law enforcement, local, state, in the United States.
Yeah. Let's take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. We'll come back and continue this conversation.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If bale and wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call, where you've been listening to a lively discussion about the state of our country and the changes we've seen and the changes that are causing us to change back, it looks like. One term that I've heard quite a bit of is the Great Awakening. People are waking up to some of the past problems and what's caused them, and they're starting to see the light. And Hal, Diane was speaking, and you had something you wanted to add to her comments.
Yeah. Diane was saying that the very conservative groups like Tea Parties and very conservative people who wanted to honor our Constitution and our American history and that sort of thing were being attacked. And I want to add to that. I was reading in the local newspaper today about it says, what is what you learned in history class wrong? And they start off talking about Columbus being a kidnapper, and he was never actually in North America, and he took slaves, basically. Then they talk about Washington's cherry tree. Well, we all know that that's a nice story that somebody made up, and, you know, that sort of thing. Napoleon not short. Well, big deal. You know, everybody pictures Napoleon as short. Well, they explain that those were French heights, and they're longer than English heights. And also that he kept a guard of real tall guys. That made him look short. So what they're trying to do, I think, is they're trying to go back and make us think that our history was all wrong.
Right.
And then I saw in today's paper as well that, you know, Rain and I tried to rear our children to be independent, to take care of themselves, to take care of their family, to respect God and country and our American history. And the modern, I don't think the modern academic community is that way. Now, this was talking about, and this was done by someone who should know, some public affairs person in the Craven County Schools, And she's talking about the nice way of things. Imagine a space dedicated to collaborating with your teammates. You can create the next big invention. Maybe you would rather gather your days with a good book discussing characters and plot twists with members of your book club. Collaborative learning space, STEM, and robotic equipment. Anyway, the whole idea is that instead of having individualism and people learning to become independent, they're learning to be a part of a collective.
Globalism.
Exactly.
And there's more to it than that. In the a book called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, it is pointed out, and if you think about it, you recognize the truth of it. The first skill set a person needs to learn is to be independent. And only when a person is independent can he or she become interdependent and be a useful member of a team.
Right.
So when you try to make children, young children, that interactive, interdependent sort of functioning before they've learned to be independent, you are doing them a grave disservice.
Right. There's a place for all that interaction, and we experienced it as children. We interacted on the ball field. We did it. Dodgeball.
Oh, Lord.
Can you imagine that? We actually hit each other with the ball.
We played tackle the man with the ball.
Yeah.
Good crowders.
And we negotiated winners and losers.
And we all survived it. What a miracle. Diane, real quick.
I got my master's in education, and a good part of that master's was centered on how to teach these new techniques, approaches to teaching. And there is a reason for collaboration. Education has always been competition. Mm-hmm. Competition raises the bar. It makes you smarter because you're competing. And you want to compete. You want to be number one. But there are certain groups, and in my courses, it's the minority groups. It's the Hispanics, the African Americans. They don't do well in competition models. This is not me making this up. This is not me trying to be sliding an eraser in. This is in the books that I learned from. So collaboration is a way where they can learn, and they are not competing. They're not in a type of a situation that they don't do well in.
Right.
So it's all about redistribution. It's all about, what it is.
Well, how many times have we had these expert opinions that after a few years of destroying our fabric of society, we find out, hey, they were wrong. They're wackos anyway.
I think it's a method of dumbing us down.
Dr. Spock's a good example. Yeah. How much damage did he do?
Oh, boy. I started reading his book when our first child was born, and I threw it in the trash. I've never thrown another book in the trash in all my life, but that one went in the garbage.
Good. Well, we're going to take another quick break because we're running out of time real quick, and I want to talk about our upcoming meeting.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills.
To find the date of our next class, visit our website at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites, like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. I hope you guys are enjoying this show. It's been very lively and moving quickly and covering a lot of ground. But I think there's a lot of good information in what we've been talking about today. Diane, you had something you wanted to share with the group?
Yeah, I just wanted to read our new mission statement for the Eastern North Carolina Tea Party. The goals of the Tea Party are not partisan.
Let me interrupt you.
Yes.
Eastern Carolina Tea Party, that's a group in Pitt County.
In Pitt County, right. Okay. And we also cover Greene County, Lenoir County, Duplin County.
Okay. You're one of the co-founders of that
yes.
group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So just to clarify for our listeners, it's their mission statement, not CCTS.
Right.
Okay.
I'd be willing to bet it's pretty compatible.
Oh, yeah.
I
just wanted to be clear
sure,
there.
Sure. You can decide that after I finish reading it.
Deal.
Right. The goals of the Tea Party are not partisan. Our goal is not to be an accessory of either of the two major political parties, nor to be a foe. Our goal is education. Our goal is to educate members of our community and even those who serve in the various levels of government on the important civic topics of government, the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, court decisions, accurate founding history, accurate American history, and national and state issues. We welcome discussion and discourse. We do not discourage it. We are not politically correct, because to do so means we believe in the suppression of free speech, and we would be a party to the propagation of fraudulent history and the misrepresentation or deletion of facts. The Tea Party stands for constitutionally limited government and faithfully supports the U.S. Constitution, which it believes is the shield that protects we the people from an ambitious federal government, and which it was and which it views as a compact, firm and unyielding, and not as a living, breathing document for liberal and progressive justices to mold and transform from the bench. The Tea Party stands for free markets, fiscal responsibility, personal property rights, religious liberty, free speech, a free but responsible and ethical press, the right to have and bear arms for both personal protection and self-defense, and to defend one's state should the need arise, and the reserved rights of nullification and interposition to prevent the federal government from enforcing unconstitutional and abusive laws and policies on us.
Here, wow. Here.
Hey, I agree with that 100%.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I would like to add to that, as a group, CCTA, we believe that all people are created equal.
Yes.
The inequality that you're seeing are being caused by certain political figures that create this strife and discourse among the races. And that's one thing, like Diane said, we're trying to do is to educate people to open your eyes to see that you have been lied to and deceived and being used.
I'd like to make an observation about that, if I may.
Sure.
We are guaranteed and should be, and should have, equal opportunity. However, equal outcome, no. There are people who, we have the pursuit of happiness is very right. important to us, and it's one of the protected rights. Some people envision happiness as a lot of free time. Go fishing, go mm-hmm. hunting, whatever. Fine. But don't expect to live in a mansion if that's your lifestyle. Make your own choices and live with the outcomes. Be smart about the choices that you make and make sure they're headed for your happiness.
Right. I agree. Bob, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to add, you know, what we see a number of political groups that are not trying to create equality, but they're trying to create dependency so that they're in charge of whoever it is. And that includes higher education now, I'm going right. to say, because if you look at higher education now within the last few years, there's been quite a push for vocational education back in school, that there are plenty of jobs for people that really, really like to use their hands, that are good craftsmen, whether you're talking plumbing, electrician, auto mechanics, or whatever else, there are plenty of positions available for those people that do not require you to go well into debt for a college education.
Right. Sure. There's another area that we are lacking in all this change that's taken course over the past few decades or generations, whatever, how long, and that's equal justice under the law. We're seeing where some of the highest officials in our government get away with murder.
I'm hoping that the time for that is drawing to a close.
Well, I think some of it's getting ready to be exposed, and people are getting ready to be held accountable for it. But, you know, I know a lot of minorities feel like they don't get equal justice under the law. Well, that runs a gamut, and it's political. It's not racial, I don't believe. I think it's all political in the way it's handled. Now, yeah, there are some bad apples out there. And they need to be dealt with. They need to be removed from their positions. If it is racial or if it is sexual or, you know, any discriminatory...
inappropriate discrimination.
Right.
Sure.
But a lot of it is just pure tea political. And look at Chicago.
Oh, gosh.
How do you get in that kind of mess when the people that are your saviors for years and years and promised you everything, you're going to have this and that and everything, we're going to get everything for you, and you get deeper and deeper into nothing.
Sure.
All right.
And debt.
How you had a...
Well, you know, everybody knows, I guess, around that I deliver county compasses, and the county compass gives us a CCTA in action page in each one of their weekly newspapers. Well, I was delivering them last Thursday down to the Sanitary Seafood Market in I think his real name is Sanitary Fish Restaurant, mm-hmm. right down in Moorhead City. And they got an old gentleman down there. His name is John Tone. I call him Johnny. He's even older than I am, so he's in his 80s. And he asked me, I guess he'd been reading our paper, and he said, Hal, what do you think is the biggest problem that our country faces? And this ties right into what we've been talking about today. And I thought about it a little while. I said, Johnny, it's a little bit hard to pick out just one thing, but if I really had to pick out just one thing, what I believe it is that our school system and so many other systems are trying to take God and American patriotism out of the school right. and out of American life.
They're taking our foundations away.
Exactly.
And they're trying to remove our heritage, our history. Yes, absolutely. Okay.
They call Johnny the memory man.
The memory man?
Oh, man, he knows everybody from miles around.
Maybe I'll get to meet Johnny someday. All right, I want to move into something very important, and that is Tuesday night, the 21st, our public meeting, downtown New Bern, Stanley Hall Ballroom. We've got a great meeting to look forward to there, and that's going to be an update on the 6 proposed amendments to the Constitution, the North Carolina Constitution. And we've invited the representatives from this area, the elected officials to attend and give us that update. And so far, Representative Michael Speciale has agreed to come, and Senator Norm Sanderson. Mm-hmm. I have not gotten a response from John Bell or Mikhail Rath or...
George Cleveland said that he will be up there in Raleigh, and he has a meeting of a committee that he's on, the Military Affairs Committee,
right.
And he won't be able to leave in time to get back. So he's got an excused absence.
Okay. But because two of the amendments are very important to us, one is the voter ID amendment. And to address that, we've invited Jay DeLancey from the Voter Integrity Project. He has a wealth of information on voter fraud issues and why voter ID is important to us. So he'll have some time to speak to us about that. And we have invited Jerry Scheel, who is the legislative liaison for the North Carolina Fisheries Association. And he's going to address the proposed amendment, the hunting and fishing rights. Mm-hmm. So those are going to be very informative speakers also.
And we've also invited Pat McElrath and John Bell.
Right.
And I tried to get in touch with both of them today, but I was unsuccessful. But I'll try again tomorrow. I'm in hopes that one or both of them will come. We'll have a great meeting.
Right. Either way. It'll be a great meeting. It'll be a great opportunity for you to meet some of CCTA's membership. And we have a lot of people that attend that aren't really members. You know, they'll see it advertised in the newspaper, hear about it on the radio show, and it's a topic that... is near and dear to their hearts, and they want to come and hear the speaker on it. And we often have people that are on both sides of the issues. And following each of our meetings, after the speakers have their time, we have a Q&A session. So you will be allowed to ask your questions, get answers directly from the speakers. Following that, while we break down and tear down the equipment and put everything away and get ready to go home, everybody just mingles around. You'll get
the
time.
The room hums.
Yeah, you can meet your representative, talk to them face-to-face, personally, or any of the other speakers, any of the members of CCTA.
Rick, there's another aspect of this meeting that I think will come out, and that is several lawsuits have been filed to try to stop some of those ballot issues from being on the ballots, and I'm hoping that some of our legislators can update us on where that stands.
All right. Well, that's why I say it's a legislative update. The primary thing that it started out for was the proposed amendments, but any and all things that are taking place in Raleigh now, they've been called back into session a number of times to address different issues, the lawsuits, all that. Yeah. There'll be questions fielded on all those issues, and you get it straight from the horse's mouth.
Well, the strange thing about that opposition is they're opposed to the citizens being able to vote on it.
Yeah.
That's democratic government. Right? We're guaranteed, every state is guaranteed a democratic form of government by the...
A Republican form of government.
Republican, but, sorry.
Representative.
In Article 4. So yes. I don't even understand how a federal court can even try to side with any group that's going to prevent us from being able to
represent it for our government. I'm glad you said that, because that stimulates a brain cell up there.
That's what this show is all about.
Something I heard today was about the new Supreme Court Justice, Kavanaugh?
Kavanaugh,
the nomination.
Yeah.
It looks like that will probably happen in October. Seems like it's right now going to go through.
Great.
So that'll be another win there. And there's been, like, I think, 24 district judges that have been appointed. So
the more the merrier.
Right, because a lot of the problem we've had over the years leading up to this situation we're in now is with liberals being appointed to the judiciary that are trying to legislate from the bench and make laws instead of enforce laws. And actually... they go out of their way not to enforce some of the law. Look at the border issue.
Exactly.
We have laws in place. The immigration issue is all based on existing laws that aren't being enforced. It's not that somebody's come in and tried to start some new stuff. The laws have been there. That's why they're called illegal immigrants. They're
illegal aliens, actually.
Illegal aliens is because they're breaking the laws coming in here illegally. So
yeah, four judges somewhere I heard about are being impeached, and yep. Not West for Virginia. Anything you'd like to be impeached.
That was great.
For
that was a great move, though.
West yeah, Virginia. Really, it is. But impeached because they were spending too much money for furniture,
by abusing their power.
Spent $34,000, I think, for a sofa or a couch.
Yeah, I'd love to hear that. People, you know, so, that's checks and balances. I love when it works.
We have a lot of people abusing their positions in judiciary.
Well, you know, also with judges with opinions. We are all fully aware that DACA is unconstitutional.
Yeah, yeah.
And we were trying to rescind it now, but there are judges that are requesting that it be enforced. Well, actually requiring that it be enforced now, when in fact it is known to be unconstitutional.
Absolutely. Well, folks, that's all the time we've got for today's show. Please come out and join us Tuesday night at 7 p.m. downtown New Bern at Stanley Hall Ballroom. All the information is on our website, directions, times, locations, everything. Speakers, every month you can go to our homepage and find out who's going to be speaking that month. Next month, we haven't got it nailed down yet, but in October, we'll be having a candidates forum, and that is always an exciting meeting we have. We bring all the candidates in that will agree to participate. And you can ask them questions and get what they are planning to do when they get in. And then you'll have the information to hold them accountable if they are elected. Well, that's all the areas for CCTA Wake Up Call for this week. We hope you'll continue to join us on Sunday mornings at 11. And the repeat show is 8 p.m. And as always, they're archived on our website, so you can go up there and listen to them anytime you want to. Thanks for tuning in.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend, and S&D Gun and Knife Shows. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, and Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 Grantsboro. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue, Responsible Security LLC, and Oriental Dragon Boat Races. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.